I'm standing naked before you. Don't you want more than my sex? I can scream as loud as your last one, but I can't claim innocence. Oh God, could it be the weather? Hand me my lover. I could just pretend that you love me. The night would lose all sense of fear. But why do I need you to love me? You can't hold what I hold dear.
Coming at you from the precarious tangle of wires dangling from the input of this laptop, it's 10 dozen minutes of madcap zany antics with not Jick and Mr. Skullhead, but Jick and Hot Stuff and Riff. I have a feeling that our levels are really high and that I just screamed really loud at everyone.
That's why I refrained from screaming at the beginning of shows.
Then, wow, some buzz in the background. That's why Hot Stuff refrains from screaming at the beginning of shows.
But I do like to buzz in the background.
He does. I think that's actually Hot Stuff just going. Bzzz. I'm going to have to get some confirmation on our levels. But, yeah. we're testing out the on the road broadcast setup. So, sorry about the fuck ups connecting to the 24K stream. It says levels are good, but Hot Stuff is a little low. That's because he's.
I'm speaking right into the microphone. I can't help it. I blame software.
See, now you're peeking to about where I peek to when you said that.
That?
So, that.
That?
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 Hey, I got it. Then go with Tessa.
Okay, now you're good.
Okay.
Now good? I think it's fine now.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So this makes me happy. We'll be able to broadcast from anywhere we are. We'll have to figure out how to get Zeno in Skype-wise. I think I came up with a really clusterfucky solution. That involves Skyping to him on another computer and connecting that computer's speakers to another microphone input.
Oh, that's a bad
idea. I've never heard the term clusterfuck adverbalized that way.
Very clusterfucky. I think that's an adjective.
Oh, I was thinking Lee.
Yeah, we've done it very clusterfuckly.
Clusterfuckily.
Clusterfucktacularly, I think, is the correct format. So, yeah. Anybody done anything exciting since Thursday?
Nope.
I can't even think about when Thursday was.
Thursday was, I guess, okay, on Friday it was finally my wife's 21st birthday.
Oh, right.
So we went out and she got vomiting drunk in a public place and
seemed
to enjoy that.
Kind of.
Yeah. She was in a bathroom.
She handled it with aplomb.
She did. And with a gusto.
Savoir faire.
Indeed.
I guess I am. I turned 30.
That's true. Hot stuff is an old man now. We are officially, all three of us here are officially in our 30s. It's going to be a while before the entire staff is.
Yeah, we got some youngins.
Yeah. At my wife's request for her birthday, I turned my beard into a ridiculous mustache, which I've decided I'm going to keep for a while. See if, I think she's happy because she knows that it will prevent me from getting laid during her long absence.
He looks like Captain Morgan now.
Yeah. I keep putting my leg up on stuff, which freaks the cat out because he thinks I'm going to pee on it to mark my territory. Of course, maybe that's the kind of thing that you would do if you had a little captain in you. Just pee on everything you see. Lord Iyer asks, what's KOL's national sport? Dwarf crushing.
Whatever happened to dwarf tossing? It was like big news for a while, and it seems to have just gone away.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the dwarves got them to stop. Because I don't think you could really get away with doing that anymore.
With dwarf tossing?
Plus they're little people, not dwarves.
I mean, I think they'd probably still do it, it's just not in the news.
Huh. I mean, according to Gimli, nobody tosses a dwarf.
Well, I mean, words and actions are different things, right?
I thought that was kind of ridiculous because it really seems like, I mean, I guess he had kind of stubbly little legs. If he was able to keep pace with them running, how is it possible that being thrown would get him farther than just running and jumping?
Well, maybe he had the stamina to run fast enough to keep up, but his legs couldn't provide enough thrust in a single jump to jump as far.
Okay. I'll buy that. Non-Leet Mforced Thrur says, hey, Jake, the Tropical Crimbo Sword doesn't zap. Is this a feature or a bug? I was able to get the other parts of the outfit to zap, but I didn't actually get myself a sword and try it. Why don't I do that? Tropical Crimbo Sword.
120 minutes of listening to Jake type.
You can listen to me type anytime you want. That's what I do for you people. All right, type stuff. All right, so I need to go down to my quest items, which, as it turns out, is where the wand is.
I mean, by all rights, it should just work, because it's an outfit, and all outfits zap
but
each other.
The Tropical Crimbo Sword shudders for a moment, but nothing happens. I wonder if we've
that
just forgotten
weird.
To put that in the Crimbo SW. Tropical Crimbo Sword. Yep, it is not in the... It was not marked as being in the set.
So did you not need that to
no,
work?
No, that doesn't... when you look at something and it says that it's in a particular item set, that doesn't actually mean anything.
Alright.
Okay, Tropical Crimbo Duds. Everything else is in the Tropical Crimbo Duds. So, okay, good catch there. Good catch there, non-lithrithritmiforstithrur. Someone else says, the plural of meat paste should be meat wads, since they are money, see? Yep. Of course, the meat paste is not actually money. You can sell it back for money. What's Apple Person says, where have all the flowers gone? To graveyards, everyone. Fishy Fiend says, if you dislike BuffBots so much, why did you create the wizard hat, which was seemingly designed for them? Well, you know... It wasn't designed for... I mean, you know, the rock and roll legend is not designed for buff bots, even though it makes their life much easier than even the wizard hat. You know, the buffs themselves, the existence of the buffs themselves, though it makes things easier for buff bots, was not designed for buff bots, you know? I mean, The Wizard Hat was designed for everybody, man, so that everybody could have peace, man. So that everyone could buff and be effective and enjoy it and not be overshadowed by these giant buff bots, man.
That's right,
stealing all their thunder, man.
Fight the power.
Up with people. Up with accordion thieves, man. Funny Snake 100 says, how and when did you first learn about KOL? I actually only discovered it, like, a couple months ago.
I hear it's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Tom93 says, I think the new euphemisms are in need of some hit messages. Thanks in advance. Or maybe belatedly if you did it already in a reading on this on the show afterwards. Whatever. Cub says, why a cap of 100 million for the MMG? Sometimes I want to go higher than that.
If you go any higher than that, then the meat vortex will just win it all off you. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. We don't want people to hit the integer limit on the meat field. The meat field. The Milagro meat field wars. Fred Levi says, Jijik, why didn't you just Z-target the guy from the horse? That always works from a distance. My problem was escaping the cell Wolflink starts in. It took me an hour to get out. Well, see, we all have our own problems.
What conversation did that stem from?
From the me having to consult a walkthrough to get through the tutorial.
Oh, right.
From the new Zelda.
Did you get to the motherfucking escort quest?
No, I think I'm right before the motherfucking escort quest.
Why is it called that?
Because that's what it is.
Huh.
Vash Orion says, Hot Stuff's farm new computer joke on the last radio show made me laugh. Props for that. I meant farm new computers. What was the joke?
I don't know.
Also, can we have a zone that's detached from the kingdom and is now in space for no apparent reason? Because, you know, it has every reason to be in space. We're still eventually going to do a Galaxy of Fear.
Are we?
The sci-fi KOL variant.
We did kind of set up for a sort of space zone, but we never did it.
Oh, no. Well, don't. Spoiler alert.
I didn't spoil anything. It's there.
It's happening.
I don't have any idea what the hell you guys are talking about. Fred Levi says, hey, Jake, if I took a picture of the Jake me I made when I was making all kinds of random me's, would you look at it and say how much it looks like you? Sure.
It was a pretty good me. Or not me, but Jake me.
On my Wii.
Connect up my friend code?
You know, I didn't. I just completely forgot. Because when I got it was when my Wii was disconnected because my entire living room was empty.
Oh, right.
You know, and then by the time I got it hooked back up, all we've done is play hours and hours and hours of Rayman. Rampaging Rabbids or whatever it's called.
Those guys are pretty funny looking.
Jake was saying last night that for a launch game, it's pretty amazing, and I gotta agree.
Yeah.
Rayman's a good exploration of the possibilities of the new sort of interface format. I was really dubious whether that was going to be something that would be usable and entertaining at all, but I've been very impressed with what I've seen.
Bash Orion says, can you tell us more about the lava zone? Well, what you do is you go into your living room and you say, okay, floor's lava, and you quickly jump onto a piece of furniture. And then you have a lot of adventures moving from place to place.
Yeah, without trying to break things. That's a definite disadvantage.
That's the hard
bit. If it falls off a table, falls into lava, it's gone.
I figured out this really difficult route across the entire lounge. It was about 30 feet on furniture across the lounge of the dorm that I lived in that I would do for people if they asked me to every once in a while. I spent a lot of my freshman year of college just sort of doing things for people to entertain them on command. I'm not sure if that counted as being popular or not.
are trained monkeys popular?
But I had to kind of climb up on top of this television cabinet and sort of slither across between it and the acoustical tile for part of it. Like, it was pretty acrobatic. I was pretty pleased with myself having discovered the route. Part of it involved jumping onto a trash can and then standing on the trash can while I knocked the trash can over to get an extra few feet towards another part of the...
But you'd have to reset the course every time you did it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the janitors reset the course every time they had to pick up the goddamn trash can we kept knocking over, I guess. But no, you know, I mean, sometimes when you're jumping across lava, some of the shit that you were jumping on, you know, falls out from under you because it makes it more challenging.
It's true.
And that, but I mean, at one point though, one of the frat boys that lived on the floor got the upper ground, and I was like, oh man, now there's nothing I can do. He's got the upper ground. The higher ground. What, yeah. The higher ground?
Higher ground.
Did he cut your legs off?
Yeah, the higher love. No, he would have, though, if I'd tried to attack him from there. I was just like, fine.
Wait, how would he cut your legs off from higher ground?
I don't know, man. That's what he did. Because I tried to jump over him.
Doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, Vacharyan says, I stayed up all night, went to sleep at 10 p.m. and woke up at 8 a.m. So yeah, it works for me. Just set an alarm the next morning. The forcing yourself up thing doesn't work for me at all. I just turn off my alarm clock. That's another problem that I have, is that I feel like even if I made it so I had to solve complicated physics problems to turn my alarm clock off, I would still wake up, do it, and go back to sleep and then just not be aware that had happened.
You could get a clocky.
What's a clocky?
It's an alarm clock somebody designed that sits on your nightstand, and you know the alarm goes off and you hit the snooze button, but when the alarm goes, before the alarm goes off the second time, it jumps off your nightstand and runs randomly around your room and hides. So in order to turn the alarm off the next time, you have to get up and find it.
Wow. And it really works?
Yeah.
And it's something that you can buy?
It's in limited editions.
I see. Fred Levi says, evolving the Pokemon doesn't require anything special besides just playing the evolved form on it. The trouble was the energy to attack. You can only play one per turn. I used to be into all the Pokemon stuff, but now it's just the games. I still think those are pretty fun. The Mystery Dungeon game was good.
It was alright. It was sort of like wannabe NetHack without any of the really interesting bits of NetHack.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like all randomly generated dungeons?
Yeah.
Huh. That can be good if done right. I would say that Dark Cloud is a spectacular example of how not to do it.
Yeah. Dark Cloud had enough other interesting stuff in it to make it work, though.
Yeah, it's that fucking weapon hit points thing, man.
Yeah, that sucked.
Just, that, that, it just, that, there, sucked. That I, it added absolutely nothing to the game.
Hmm.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention, so I just lost the sword that I'd been working on for the last 40 hours of gameplay. It's like every fucking time. It's just like, oh, well, I guess I have to reload to the last point that I saved. It's not even like... Yeah, no good. Vacharyan says, I know what you mean about age and accents, Jack. I can't remember anyone in France having an accent when I was 7. That's weird. I don't remember saying anything about accents at all.
You said that they become... You think they become more pronounced as you get older.
Oh, yeah. More difficult to understand.
More difficult to understand.
Yeah, when you're older.
When you're older.
Oh. When people have... Okay, when people have accents. All right. How many dots are on a pair of dice?
Isn't it?
I mean, 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 1 times 2. Yeah, 21. This would be 7 times 3, so 42 on a pair of dice.
We've been counting a lot of things recently, and we've discovered that I count by taking the... If everything increments by 1, I take the highest number and the lowest number and then add them together and then divide by 2, assuming that there's an even number of things.
Yeah, we've been counting stuff in pyramids. Yeah. And I just do the arithmetic starting from the bottom, and I sometimes arrive at the same conclusion. But, however, my method is more useful in irregular stacks.
It's true.
That are not, strictly That's speaking, true. Pyramids, on which each row is one shorter than the... The World is Square says, maybe the community can help me with this. If something doesn't get fixed, I won't be able to play KOL anymore. Whenever I play KOL, I get inbound packets on high-numbered ports. Since I'm kind of on a family business network, the paranoid tech guys say that if I can't explain the packets, I can't play KOL. Someone help me, please. Any ideas what this could be? I mean, it is definitely not us. We don't send anything out on anything other than port 80. So, I don't know if you got some kind of spyware going on or what. But, yeah, there's nothing. Glebe says, damn it, Jack, how come we can swear on our profiles but not in our display case? Probably because I was just too lazy to build a profanity filter into it. I should fix that. Max Van says, could you add a button to the terrarium so that when it's clicked, all of your familiars are equipped with their respective pieces of equipment? No, because there's not really any way to tell. I mean, there are a lot of circumstances in which that is not at all a single solution problem, and so there's really no way to tell what you want to do. Llama Mancer says, I started the new year right with a healthy and nutritious breakfast. Chocolate pancakes, not chocolate chip, with vanilla ice cream. That was quite delicious. I considered adding chocolate syrup. I had Cheerios and diarrhea. It sucked. Dr. Van Mojo says, why doesn't disco nap nullify apathy? It would seem like a good night's sleep would rejuvenate you and let you face the day with renewed vigor and swank. With renewed Viggo Mortensen and Hillary Swank.
I mean, what that means. Just because you go to sleep doesn't mean when you wake up you care more.
Yeah. Istanbul says, could you rig up chat so that when you open the chat window, it automatically tells you who in your friends list is online? Seems like something most everyone would want. It used to do that, but I turned it off because it was sort of unnecessary strain when it ran for the people who didn't want to do it. It's probably not as big a deal anymore, but no. Stick Guy says, why aren't Wangs a right-click and chat menu option? I don't know. Xeno just hasn't added it yet.
He's too busy raiding Zul'Garub. Trying to kill Hakkar. Dude, where's his Hakkar?
Trying to kill a car. I know this guy named Carl, where every time I see him, I'm like, dude, where's my Carl? And I'm like, there you are. And he doesn't think it's funny. I don't think he ever did. I always thought it was funny, though. Maladitis says, the description for the Grateful Undead t-shirt says that you steal it off a Zmobi when it is in fact dropped by a Zobmi, which, as we all know, is entirely different from a Zmobi. Oversight? No, they're the same. Wow, Jesus. Strongbath NEX says, Jake, in response to my other message, the payment was sent on the 30th of October, and I live in Illinois. Also, I did send it to the email account listed in PayPal. Shouldn't you fix it? Whoa, should I mean, yeah, yes, of course we should fix it. That's messed up.
October?
Because it's not even possible if we took as long as anything took.
Yeah.
So it is entirely possible that the package just got lost in the mail or something. Anyway, talk to Zly, let her know the actual name and stuff so that she can look that up when she gets back, and we'll see what happens. LSK says, we need a channel where people talk with only two words at a time.
Like a... Oh, I'm sorry, I got disconnected from chat.
Jump the Shark says, hey, what's up? I think KOL needs more exclamation points. They make things more exciting. Hurrah, exclamation points. These are both very bad ideas.
We've got bang potions. Just collect them. That's true.
Alan C. says, how about something like shift-click in the trophy arrange screen to move one to the top or the bottom? Well, we can't really do shift-click.
Your mom can do shift-click.
Jedi Coconut says, logic. Could you make the message screen a little bigger when writing K-mails? It's really small when you're writing long letters or composing love poems for Scully. Nothing suspicious. Actually, it says nothing sus, which means maybe nothing sustenance. Strongbath NEX says, I agree with Riff. Phoenix Wright is awesome. That music when you contradict the witness just gets my blood pumping, and I just feel good, like
yeah,
I did
man.
Something.
The music totally is badass. It's like, I don't know, it makes the mood so exciting. It's awesome.
SmackDown 92 says, hey, Jake, I ordered my custom avatar a few hours into New Year's, which was only 3 hours after they got introduced back in the store, but nothing has been done yet. Well, right. We don't... It says right there in the guidelines that they'll be done by the beginning of the following month. So, yeah. Pretty much all that gets done on them in the beginning is they get rejected if the requests are bad. So, if nothing has been done yet, then that means that your request was acceptable. Dio says, hey guys, just wondering, if you have Spirit of Rigatoni permed and you ascend, and you equip a staff and your muscle is higher than your mist, does the staff still use mist to calculate hit points, or is it like half shell where muscle dictates the hit and mist dictates how much? He also suggests that we come to Ireland on our trip over because they are the booze capital of the world.
I think that's kind of the plan.
Yep, we're definitely going to try and hit up the Guinness Brewery at some point. Get some delicious Guinness straight out of the teat of their giant magic cow. Because that's where Guinness comes from, right?
Giant magic cows? Oh, yeah.
It's not the sort of burnt pig corpse in the vat that gives...
The same one that's been there for
I believed that. I really did. I believed that it was not at all inconceivable that the brewing process involved burned bones.
Huh. I don't believe that that was on the tour.
And this is where we set the pigs on fire. you know, I mean, it's probably just something that somebody made up to fuck with vegetarians. Like that whole thing about gelatin being made out of animal products.
or that plants are not actually animals.
Right. Inferno Hero says, in Spooky Raven, a missed message for the librarian says they don't have periodicals, but in a missed message for the book bed, it says you produce a copy of The New Yorker. Do we just walk around with copies of The New Yorker, or is there a periodical section in this private library? No, you walk around with copies of The New Yorker. And, you know, toothbrushes.
And matches, I think.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. A lighter. No, you light a match in front of the thing. But, yeah.
I mean, come on.
It can be funny or it can be consistent, but it can't be both.
It's like Heisenberg's uncertainty principle of comedy. I heard that Heisenberg was a really funny guy. But I don't know where he is.
Did you hear that he was a really funny guy?
I did.
Did you?
Was he the one that said, and lo, I am become death or something? That was Oppenheimer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Never mind. He was not so funny.
Good old Trinity. One of the things that I want to do when we're in England is I want to go to Kensington Gardens and I want somebody to take a picture of me sitting in a baby carriage with an open umbrella on some grass. Mm. But I think that's going to be hard to pull off because I don't think they make carriages for 210-pound babies.
Don't.
Maybe somebody does.
Underestimate the English, dude.
There's always every picture, every story that talks about childhood obesity has that same picture of that one fat kid at McDonald's. And we should find that kid. I bet he lives in England.
You think?
Yeah. And we could find his baby carriage. Because I bet he also can't walk and needs a baby carriage even though he's like 6. Nicodemus says, is there a reason why the vampire clam doesn't drop vampire hearts and isn't spooky? Yeah, it's kind of tucked into a distant, long-forgotten corner of the game. That is why. Max Vance says, the description for useless powder needs to be fixed. Its first sentence ends with a preposition. Nothing wrong with ending with a preposition. Yeah. What does this powder consist of? That's just fine.
This powder consists of what? No. It totally doesn't consist of
that. Of what does this powder consist?
Of what? That's not even a real product, dude.
Of what?
Of what?
Of what? Huh. I'm looking through 001's photo bucket and it's got some Nexus War screenshots in it. LSK says, my favorite forum thread in recent memory has to be the one discussing next August's item of the month. It started out as a complaint about how much it sucked and turned into a thread with people bullshitting about what it did and having a parody conversation. Did you see that? Yeah, I didn't actually read past the first page, which... Grayson says, would you consider having the White Citadel quest open earlier or have the monsters there harder? Or are the monsters supposed to be too easy for the level to give us a dilemma? I could see making the monsters a little harder. Where it is fits into the overall scheme for where guild quests open up compared to council quests. And so it really is going to continue to open at the same place that it does. But...
Yeah, we can definitely up the monster level a little bit. I mean, I guess, we were thinking that we shouldn't make stuff too hard for players that are completely new to the game. But I guess we sort of
that. But that's the thing. I mean, when we said that, somebody countered with, "Okay, but a character of this level wearing a shiny ring
is
pretty much invulnerable in the zone." So yeah. I mean, we don't want to make it so easy that.
Well, it's nice to have quests that, you know, you feel like you can just accomplish.
Hogula says, why doesn't the Liar's Pants description mention its initiative boost?
What do you mean?
Andrew the Wumpus says, if you ever do figure out your friend code on the Wii, will either of you be willing to share it with the public? I don't know.
Do you only get, like, a certain number of slots for friend codes? Is it, like, 10 or something?
That was what I was led to believe.
Because you have to reciprocate for it to mean anything?
I mean, it seems like eventually you'd run out of space on the card. Yeah. But
I mean, I was kind of excited by the prospect that you just get random people maybe, like, in your geographic area that would sort of populate your little thing. But apparently not.
But I mean, if you can't identify them or anything, how do you know they're
You'd see them out on the street.
But how do you know that they're not just the randomly generated ones? I don't think most people do what we did, which is to make little versions of ourselves.
Oh, I think most people
I think the majority of people do.
Really? Xenophobe didn't.
Well, Xenophobe's that kind of guy.
Xenophobe made a big scowling dude. What is Xenophobe?
And that creepy little Hasselhoff guy.
Yeah. And why is his name Hasselhoff?
I have no idea.
You don't find Hasselhoff creepy?
The dude from X Entertainment posted his friend code, and I emailed him mine back, but I don't think he's set them up yet. He posted in his blog saying, like, I know all you people sent me your friend codes. I haven't got around to putting any of them in yet.
That's fun. We heard some good news today. I don't know if you read it, Riff, that MC Frontalot is playing KOL.
Hot!
Has been for a while, too. The character that he... Was, what I looked at, it was like level 12.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's still like a 7-digit player ID.
Yeah.
I guess we shouldn't say on the air who he is.
Yeah, no. Well, he posted it on his blog, though.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, so it's nuts.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get lots of.
Yeah, I'm sure that he already has. Stick Guy says, what's up with the image of Ronald with the box and what looks like words?
There you go.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was what we were talking about. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Did anybody notice that at the time?
Yes,
they did?
Yes.
That was... That whole thing was pretty fucking clever.
Yes.
I gotta say, like, I feel like the whole observatory event and all of the stuff we did with that was sort of bigger than all of us. I feel like we had like, this amazing idea synergy that
because people just have no idea how many... like foreshadowing things we put into that one event. There's at least 7. Just like all the undiscovered trophies.
Yeah. Walla Walla 23 says, are you guys ever considering completely rebuilding the fight script? It wouldn't change on the player end, just on yours. Nah. Istanbul says, okay, tonight's rollover took over an hour. At this rate, by the time February rolls around, rollover will be 3 hours long every day except on Saturday, which we will bypass completely. What's going on? Well, we don't know. There are some...
weirdness.
There are some weirdnesses, yeah. I gotta see, you know, I mean, seeing what's happening. It seems like there might be a problem with the hard drive on the dev server or something. I've asked the integration guys to take a look at it. In the meantime... I've got something that will take up... There's a part of the process that used to take, like, maybe 10 minutes and is now taking anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes. And I figured out a different way of doing that only takes 5 minutes and it's only hitting the database server instead of the dev server. So that we will change, but I don't know when. I can't really do it tonight. Yeah. I could have done it tonight if we didn't have the radio show. But...
We might have to do it when we're in Boston.
Yeah, it might have to wait a few days. The other thing that's happening is that there are just a bunch of files being dumped out that we are grabbing to send to a computer here that we use to do some old logging and some you know, statistic reporting and stuff. And that, which used to take, you know, a single-digit number of minutes, last night took, like, 35 minutes. And I have no fucking idea why.
Is it possible that it can't find the server because the DNS is down?
No, because it... Oh. son of a bitch.
That's probably what caused that.
Yeah, because it doesn't do anything.
We probably don't have it by static.
We don't.
There.
We don't have it. Okay. All well, right. Hey,
that's half an hour right there.
Well, it depends. If yeah.
Every night.
There is a wget command that runs a Perl script on the server here.
Ah.
And. Yep. Huh. Yep. That was the problem. Okay. So it's not entirely. So what it does is it dumps all the files to text files. Then it calls a script that's accessible from the web. That tells the sandbox machine to start running its processes. It's like, hey, we're done dumping the files. You can download them now. And I bet if that hangs,
yeah,
for some significant period of time, waiting for the DNS lookup. Good catch there. That doesn't explain the first part. It doesn't explain the first part. So yeah, if you've got that IP address somewhere handy, I can edit that into the script, or we can just not. We have. Do not let me forget to do that during the break. Hey, I think we just solved part of it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Justice1234 says, are you possibly thinking of bringing the Wandering Trader back on Tuesday just as an easy way out of next Tuesday's update? Easy way out? We don't know.
We've got something entirely different for Tuesday.
Yeah, there's the Tuesday update for this coming Tuesday is neat. Yeah, it's neat, and it's like 40% of the way done, and after maybe an hour and a half of work. So, yeah. We thought we might throw everybody for a loop and actually roll it at midnight tonight, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's by the time we get out of here at 9, if. Well, I don't know. I mean, that's probably what I'll be working on for the rest of the night. Dan Bob says, did you get anywhere with Funny Farm? I feel like I'm stuck and was wondering if people wanted to share information or if the team wanted to drop some hints. We eventually solved it, and it was incredibly disappointing.
Yeah. It's one of those, well, you solve it, you get the right answer, and I had put the right answer in and, like, didn't notice anything because it doesn't actually give you any kind of obvious notification, except this tiny little message in the corner of your screen changes from, like, 4 metapuzzles, clues solved or whatever, to metapuzzle solved.
And then you click on it and it says, it's a tiny, tiny link up by the hints link that you have to click on, and then it says, congratulations.
Yeah. But then we had to backtrack on a bunch of other accounts that we'd been, a bunch of other computers that hadn't solved it to find out what the right answer had been, because I hadn't been paying attention.
Yep.
I can't find any mention of us on the blog.
It's all the way at the bottom of today's entry. Okay. Just do a search for KOL. Pardon me. I am clearing my throat a lot. Cub says, any chance of ever having a leaderboard for most meat won and most meat lost at the MMG? Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. I mean, we could do it, given the stats that we have.
We could have daily ones too.
Well, it would have to be, because I think that those stats in the long run are not kept lifetime for a given person.
Players have their lifetime stats. Yeah.
Oh.
There. It's on their page. Personal page.
Yeah. All right. sorry about all this throat clearing.
He's trying to cover up the sound of typing.
I have many frogs. And they're drunk.
Well, they're French, after all.
Sean Clannery says, hey, Jake, your free pulls from Hank suck. If you really wanted us to do a favor, you'd make Stuffed Angry Cows free so we can at least relieve some stress.
Was that a moo? Did you just moo there?
Yeah.
Okay.
He says moo at the end of Sean Clannery.
Oh, I see. You're just reading.
I'm reading moo.
I see.
Ishtan Boo says, yeah, the frogs in my throat have started herding cattle. Ishtan Boo says, wow, I just realized there's a trophy for each ascension zone, and then you list them. Am I very perceptive or no? I would not have actually said that there was a trophy for each zone, because I wouldn't have thought of it. Did we do that?
Yeah.
Was that something we actually were paying attention to?
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
I was paying attention to it.
All right. Discworldian says,
there's actually a trophy for every zone. You just don't know yet.
Yeah. Oh, no, the inventor of instant noodles have died. We shall never see instant potatoes, just add water. We have instant potatoes, just add water.
It must have gone crazy.
Yeah. My wife claims that people who eat nothing but ramen go crazy. Not that they become malnourished or get scurvy or whatever, but if you eat too much ramen, you go crazy. And that this is something that she has noticed in multiple people.
Yeah.
some sort of ramen syndrome.
Maybe, well, I mean, if you eat a lot of ramen, you start getting desperate for something to put in the ramen to make it more interesting. So maybe at the long end of that, you start, I don't know, putting things that people wouldn't typically classify as food. And that would be crazy.
I think if you add an egg to your ramen every time, that you're all good. Do you not like ramen with eggs in it?
Huh? I've never had
it's
ramen.
Yeah,
I've never
good.
Tried ramen. Oh, so wait, okay, but you eat ramen as soup, right?
It's good with beef jerky in it.
Like, the way I've always prepared ramen is to
peas.
Like, throw in the noodles, like, let it cook or whatever, then dump out the water, throw in half a seasoning packet, and just eat it dry.
Really?
Yeah. I've never eaten it in the soup. So I can imagine if you threw an egg in the soup, that'd be fine, but I was just imagining this egg on top of a bunch of noodles.
Just a raw egg, yeah. No, yeah, still in the shell. I don't cook the ramen either. I just set an egg on top of the brick of ramen noodles and just eat the entire thing.
You take two bricks of ramen noodles, take an egg.
You squeeze a raw egg between and make a sandwich. Yep. And, hey, you guys want an egg sandwich? Sure. Hey, won't make that mistake again. No. What you do, yeah, I eat it as soup. You put it in.
You already have this drawn, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, all right. I think it's fucked up, though. I think it's too small. I think the lines are way too thin.
Okay.
Unless I did some stuff with the gamma to with that. Gabba, gabba, hey, gamma, gamma.
I'll fix it right now.
Gamma, gamma, him. yeah. Sorry. No. Okay. So here's the way I made ramen. All
right.
You and I haven't had ramen in a long time. You put in the water. You boil it. You put in the water, you put the noodles in the water. You wait until the water boils.
Okay.
Then you wait until it is vigorously boiling. Then you stir in the seasoning packet. Then crack an egg, drop it into the center of the massive noodles, and then take it off the heat. So the point at which it boils to the point at which it cools down both gets the ramen to a perfect kind of al dente and cooks the egg.
Huh.
And it's delicious. I mean, it's delicious. It's as delicious as an egg and some ramen noodles is going to be. But Hogula says, I seem to remember you guys mentioning once that when one is beaten up in combat, he or she is given four turns of beaten up, and the first is cleared at the end of combat. Thus, I assume the fact that losing all of one's HP to an item that hurts you out of combat, giving you four turns of beaten up, is a mistake. It is, actually.
But is it easily... It's not really easily correctable.
Well... It is, actually. We could add a third optional argument to... we could add a third optional argument to add HP. Right? Okay. It's got a bunch of optional arguments already. That only fires if add HP is being called from fight.
Huh.
That changes the duration on adding beaten up. Because the way beaten up is handled is super goofy, and it got even goofier when we sessionized effects. So it was all kinds of crazy. Enemy Lasagna says, guess what you forgot to do again, Jick? Upload last Thursday's damn show. Yeah, I think I still may have not uploaded it. Anyway, I'll remember to do it tonight.
Have Riff and I answered I haven't answered the interview questions yet either.
I don't think I've received a copy of them.
Yeah, I'm retarded. I'll do that right now.
Okay. Nolan Void says, what was the most popular Mr. Store item of the month? The Badger.
Yeah,
by a pretty wide margin.
Woohoo!
Walla Walla 23 says, what did your wife get at the bar? Raped? That was a joke that I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Is that today? These are questions from today. Wow. Are these from after the... Weird. Fred Levi says, what's with the mysterious traitor? Is he gone for good, or are the rest of your Tuesday updates from now on going to be him with different things for that one day?
Why do people keep assuming that?
I don't know.
It's strange.
ACM says, heard you talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and wondered if your opinion on the phrase under God would change if you knew that it wasn't present originally but was added later, specifically to exclude communists who are inherently atheistic. Our national history is an odd agglomeration. Is that actually true?
It was definitely added. There was definitely an emendation, but I thought there was something weird about like it being taken out and then being added back in or something. There's a long history with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't know if the communists are inherently atheistic.
And I don't know. Actually, yeah.
I mean, is that part of the Russian is that communists. Part of the manifesto though? I mean,
well, I mean,
is Red China is
everyone who was
every practical communism that's ever been set up has been officially atheistic. But
there's that whole religion.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the actual people are. It's just
true.
Llama Mancer says, being that it's going to be KOL Halloween 13, are you planning on any special content? Maybe adding Friday the 13th messages or special adventures for people with sugar rush? What? Oh, I see. When you ascend, you come back to the kingdom in the future in a time when all the bosses have returned, right? So ascension should still slightly change the names of bosses, e.g. the naughty sorceress, the third. The third would be there for having ascended three times. I don't want to write code to generate Roman numerals out to the number of ascensions that some people have.
There's got to be some function that does that.
Yeah, I'm sure that there is. But Robotman says, a new hilarious familiar, a flower-filled rubber face that randomly gives and takes stats during combat. Also, the most useless familiar ever, a volley teddy bear. I don't get the flower-filled rubber face. Anyway, Protoss89 says, hey guys, glad you like the Funny Farm game. How many squares have you unlocked? Already answered.
Yeah, I think we had like 80% or 85% of them done when we solved it, and I accidentally clicked on a link that unlocked all of them, so I saw the rest of them. And some of them are really dumb, for what it's worth.
ACM says, regarding the draft, you could be drafted. A, the current acceptable age range, given the desperate straits of recruiting, is something like 18 to 42. And B, those with more education or specialized training can be put to specific use. His dad was drafted in the 60s and dispatched as a dentist. Others might be sent to officer training or used in various desk job capacities that make use of brains, computer skills, language, etc., rather than brawn. Not, of course, to imply anything other than manly brawn over at KOL Central.
No, but I mean, in draft rounds, it was, you know, and as far as I know, all the early drafts are always like the 18 to 20 year olds, and they only start drafting the older people, you know, after several rounds of drafts have gone through, and they sort of used up all the young people, is my understanding.
Used up.
Well, yeah, I mean, really, literally.
Yeah.
Jane Farstrider says, Jake, don't forget to upload the show and last Thursdays too. I will try not.
Is that going to be more awkward from the road or no?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, they'll be right here on this. I'm going to need to, actually, that's another utility that I need to download to this laptop that I don't have on anything now is the, my, MP3 converter. Cyan220 says, a week or two ago, you said someone on dev was doing 100% familiar runs with every familiar. This was my plan also, although I'm not going in order. But I have a question since this person is giving you feedback. Okay, but I have a question. Since this person is giving you feedback, are you planning on changing how effective familiars are? I don't know. Awesomeness says, hey, Jake and Scully, I was wondering if you guys could play a song by the Bloodhound Gang during the break. Sure. Non-Leet Meforster Thrower says, the controller that has the keyboard on it you were talking about in December was an Xbox 360 controller. Okay. Awesomeness says, sorry about that incomplete thought. I just wanted to tell you that with your blessing, I'm going to make a book of awesome quotes from your radio show. It will include such gems as, no, that's actually a turkey leg-shaped vibrator that she's masturbating with. Okay. Faster Than You says, hey, how about changing the liar's pants to only equipable in hardcore?
That's pretty funny.
Kozlo says, you better believe it.
Did we ever figure out the origin of that?
No. Nope. Spartan Warrior says, so, how about that cowbell idea? John Rock says, can we get a little more detail on what backfired on us about the traitor? What was the original intention, and why did it not seem like it was working? Well, ask apply for. Cammer says, has Jake ever considered creating a sort of battle arena where players can actually fight each other? Is there anything like that in progress? I ordered a lot of rebar and an acetylene torch, and I started building the kind of cage in the backyard of the office where we would presumably let players fight each other, but I got kind of, I kept burning my fingers. I guess you're supposed to wear gloves while you're welding.
Yeah, we're on a mask. We'll go blind, dude.
What?
Yeah, you can blind it.
No, it's already, I've already gone blind from all the masturbating. So, that also made it harder.
Masturbating?
Yeah.
While you were welding?
Yep.
There's some really terrible stories about machine shop masturbation accidents.
Yeah, oh my god. Imagine. Actually, that's true, though. I did see one news article about a guy who got his junk caught in a conveyor belt.
SmackDown 92 says, Jick, ever since the calendar was switched out of the clan page, I've been sad. I can't check the calendar date without leaving chat, which is annoying. Can we get an on-off option? You know what I think we should do is we can give an account menu option to display the KOL date to the right of the moons in the top pane.
Wow. Is there enough room for that?
Well, if there's not, can, then don't turn it on.
Can we make the calendar in the Rumpus Room clickable?
Well, yeah, you could just duplicate that code, I guess. Walla Walla 23 says, currently the box in the box in the box recipe uses three boxes. Would you consider changing it so that it uses a box, a small box, and a large box? No.
Yeah, that's... No.
What's a small box?
They're from Dungeons and Doom.
Oh, right, right. No, because then it wouldn't look like that anymore. Jump the Shark says, wow, I just saw the greatest ad on the internet. For human pheromones, attract women from miles away with genuine pheromones. John Rock says, hey, yeah, I forgot to say hi, Jake, long-time listener, first-time caller on my previous question. Can we get a Gross Point Blank reference in the game? I don't remember a lot about Gross Point Blank, except Mini Driver is hot.
That's a good thing to remember if you can only remember one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe just consider the entire game my... PN to the hotness of Mini Driver.
Wow, you use PN in a casual sentence.
Did I use it properly?
I think so.
Oh, sure. Dr. Kirre says, whoever is in command, no, not you, Jick, the true commander. How do you order your minions? Radio orders? Just yell at them? Make them your flesh puppets? I must know. Hey, ain't nobody making a flesh puppet out of me. I just do what my teeth tell me to do.
A PN is a metrical foot of one long syllable and three short syllables in any order.
Okay. I just thought it meant like a like an opus or a
an opus.
Wow. That's so this game is a lot less complicated than I thought it was. Tiny Plastic Zappa says, hey guys, quick question. Are the plural forms of the items not meant to be taken seriously? Some of them seem quite off. Bloody's Mary, for example.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten out of hand.
It has gotten out of hand. I mean, initially, I did all the plurals and then put, like, a couple jokes in, and then everybody else on the staff is like, hey, let's use the plural as a joke every time. And, yeah, that makes it... I feel like it just makes it confusing
when
you see something that you're like, what the fuck, so...
But I mean, it's all. I mean, the field in the, is necessary for us because we're grammar mavens for the most part, and we want to make sure that things always pluralize right. So you can't just rely on adding s or whatever.
I think the only time I've ever heard the word maven used before was pussy maven in like a Letters to Penthouse.
Wow, really?
Pussy maven. Huh. Pussy. That sounds like. Pussy Maven sounds like the name of a sorceress in a fighting game.
Or like a Bond girl.
Yeah.
It's apparently Yiddish.
Maven?
Yeah.
Huh.
Didn't know that. I love dictionaries.
Sounds like something that would come out of Professor Frank's
Maven.
GlibsNewt1 says, I recently did a 100% Comma Chameleon run, but it's showing up as a 52% Volleyball run. I know I never changed my familiar from a Comma Chameleon. Bug or feature? Probably a bug. I don't know, dude.
That's weird.
Walla Walla23 says, here's what would happen if you designed a game completely for hearts. I'm gonna look. after I unbutcher this URL.
Is it just a link to AIM?
That'd be kind of funny. Buff someone, enter the chat, manage contact list, run an anti-raffle, the Council of Macros, the Clan District, complain about the roofie description, the gift shop.
That's nice.
Just Seaside Town with everything replaced. That's pretty funny. Complain about the roofie description. I don't think that's really something that hearts do. I think that that's something that... Frumble says, how was your Crimbo? Plans for the new year? My Crimbo was fine, and my plans for the new year involve spending most of it away from my home. And working. Getting a lot of work done. We're gonna hole up in a flat, me and Hot Stuff and Riff, and do nothing but crank out awesomeness.
Woohoo!
Woo.
That's right, I got the crank right here.
Good. Hogula says, random weapon idea, a pair of staring daggers. But I'm also, if this game had any guns, I'd suggest sweating bullets. Actually, I guess the game does have guns, just none with actual bullets. Hogula says, how would you guys feel about a piece of equipment or familiar that works like the adventure-granting part of the temporal riftlet? And then dash dash, and I think he wrote some more.
One of my housemates is suggesting that we have a... series of parties called the Seven Deadly Sins series, like one weekend after the next, and for the sloth party, people can show up and be like, where's the party? And they're like, we didn't really decide, I feel like throwing one, and then they'll be like, I guess we're too lazy to go home. And that'd have the party be.
Really?
Yeah.
And everyone would just lay around.
Yeah, sounds great.
That does sound great. The gluttony party would be everyone, sitting in a dingy apartment, eating can after can of spaghetti and meatballs. And then
a dessert of freshly scraped kitchen floor.
Yeah. Oh, linoleum. That's such a good movie.
It really is.
I need to get one of those bondage suits.
Uh-huh. You do that.
Yeah. We should, take a break.
We have to play some Bloodhound Gang.
We do have to play some Bloodhound Gang, so I gotta find some Bloodhound Gang. I don't have any music on here, so I gotta get everything off of the
Network Drive.
Alright. So, we're gonna play some songs from One Fierce Beer Coaster, because that's the good Bloodhound Gang album. Start with the Bloodhound Gang Vanilla Ice collaboration. Boom.
Yes.
Asleep at the Wheel, following that, which is my favorite Bloodhound Gang song. And then, what do you think? How about Why Is Everybody Always Picking on Me? So that gives us a good 10 minutes and change. So we will be back in that 10 minutes and that change.
Never change.
Yo, Bloodhound Gang and Rob Van Winkle together on this track.
When you're rolling through the hood, you wanna use a track like this all up in your eardrum. so check the EQ and let them speakers hum. It gets crazy like Prozac. Hyping up a starter party and Illy has a heart attack. Round one, round two, knock out. Straight to your head like my round. Now the lights out.
Thank you. lights off, flash up, turn our headlights, turn on hazard. 3 a.m. is when I gaze, I stay my gaze, and then I take you fly. Now we're back on the road like Kerouac. Down the turnpike, I rate how speed up.
Okay. Fixed. yeah.
We could do a whole hour of feedback. Be very post-modern. Perhaps post-grass.
Post-post-modern?
Post-grass. Yeah.
Post-toasties. Anyway, Hoggy List, to continue his question. How would you guys feel about a piece of equipment or familiar that works like the adventure-granting part of the temporal riftlet? Oh, wait, that was complete. How about the temporal riftlet?
Done.
That's a familiar Woo-hoo. That works like the adventure-granting part of the temporal, and all the other parts of the riftlet. On a quasi-related note to that last idea, how would you feel about some form of spectral armor that gives little to no damage absorption but acts like some number of pounds of levitating potato?
Armor that acts like a potato?
That was actually one of the suggestions from Dev for the liar's pants. On a note which is only related to the idea directly before this one, are there any plans to implement a new use for potato sprouts? As things stand, every player needs exactly one and has no way to benefit from getting more other than auto-selling / mauling it or them. OMG Lol Nub says, hey, for the animations, do you use GIFs? If so, do you use fireworks? If not, what do you use? Actually, if so, do OO use fireworks? If not, what do OO use? I use Jask Animation Shop 3, which came with Jask Paint Shop Pro 9.
I still think you should switch to Photoshop.
Yeah, I still think that. Shut up. What was it? What did I say earlier? It was my one weakness. Every time I hear somebody... Oh, yeah. Hot Stuff was telling me about some problem he was experiencing in Photoshop, and all I could hear was, I shit my pants! I shit my pants! I shit my pants! That's why my one weakness is that whenever anybody describes a problem that they have with Photoshop, I hear it as them having shit their pants. Suri C says, it's not dwarf tossing, it's gnome tossing. Trust me on this.
What?
Black Theonix 77 says, with what a pike axe. Exactly.
I like pike.
Slavok, who notes, my name rhymes with Havok. Happy Monday, J and R and H. The order in which effects are displayed is inconsistent. In Charpain, the rotor by turns remaining, but on the SGEEA screen and Charpage, they are seemingly in random order. Huh. Please.
Make them consistent. Slavok, I imagine.
I would imagine. Ed Klubberman says, I tried kicking the leaves, but the magic was gone. That happened around the same time that the music died.
Yeah, I think so.
Black Theonix corrects himself, with what a pickaxe. I don't know what you're talking about, Black Theonix 77. Istanbul says, I take great exception to the notion that the yarmulke, Jew hat, was designed for buff bots. It's a day one pull for me. Every ascension keeps me an MP and cheap skills. So there! Exactly.
Yeah, it does help those soft corners be more core.
Joss Chaff says, there should be a one-handed weapon called a ball in a cup, based on that silly toy where you try to get the ball inside a cup. Yeah, that was an excellent, long, long segment of Family Guy. Hogula says, is there any way for the current coding to support a choice between multiple items which will still allow one to wear the same outfit? No. And it is very difficult for me to imagine a way that that would work.
Without being incredibly painful, I'm sure.
I'm not even going to think about that until we get to the point where we're going to completely rewrite the equipping code. And that may never happen. Let's see. Edwin the Fantastic says, hi, Jack. I feel like a tool requesting improvements for something I already paid for. But would it be possible to get GMA-like functionality for the chat effect of the liar's pants? I don't really understand.
I think it's like a buff that you can cast.
Oh, so that you can cast the liar on other people. I don't know. Madame Defarge says, so what happened to the traitor from the distant lands? Will he ever return? Yeah, I don't know.
Could be.
Suri says Gmail or Hotmail or Yahoo or some other independent crap.
Gmail.
Gmail all the way.
I use my own mail server.
Yeah, I'm too good for everybody else. No,
I didn't buy into any of that like early. What was the Gmail? Around the same time that Gmail was coming out, there was like a Friendster clone that had a weird name. You know what I'm talking about?
Facebook?
No. It was like some...
Bookface.
Yeah, it's Bookface. That's it.
Shitface?
Never mind. I'm not even going to talk to you about this anymore.
That's been happening a lot. I've gotten really annoying in the last, like, two or three days. And it seems to It seems to vary proportionally with my beer intake.
As in you get more annoying with more beer?
Yeah. B-Baller 11 says, how many adventures will it take for me to get a 17 ball? About 80 billion-ish? Yeah, that's the way it's coded, is to take, it takes each person 80 billion-ish adventures to get a, to get an ultra rare.
If everybody starts at the same time, though, they'll all get it, all get it at the same time, it'll be completely valueless. So, yeah, it's a conundrum.
Downy Flake says, are you too young to remember the Flying Karamazov brothers? I don't know that I'm too young, but I might have been too orthogonal in my experience.
They were awesome.
Yeah, I remember them.
They did a bit once, I think it was them, that they issued a challenge for people to pick, like, the most difficult set of three objects for them to juggle with the thing that in their next show or whatever they'd do it. And the three that ended up being picked were, I believe it was a bowling ball, a running chainsaw, and a sack of dead frogs with a hole in it slightly larger than a frog.
Why was the bowling ball in there?
Just because it's heavy and hard to manage, I guess.
I remember...
It might have been something really light, like a tennis ball.
There was a comedian who was a juggler, and he had two pins, and he brought up this, like, stuffed cat. He's like, you might not think of this as a dangerous item. And then he flicked some switch, and all these knives popped out. He's like, but it's a Swiss Army cat. And then he juggled that. That was pretty impressive, actually.
No, I never actually saw these guys.
I don't think I ever actually saw them. A friend of mine was really into juggling and would talk about them, though.
I see. I tried to learn to juggle when I was a kid.
I could teach you.
But you'd have to charge.
No.
You know, I got a book about juggling that came with, like, you know, these little wispy handkerchiefs, you know, that you sort of... It's good for learning the motions. I mean, yes. I can almost juggle three objects, you know. It's...
I feel like that just fucks you up because it doesn't teach you anything about the throwing and the catching, which is really the important part.
What?
Could you, like,
you're going to sit here and tell me that throwing and catching is an important component of juggling? You have no idea what you're talking about. Gleeb says, Jick, I hate the sound of an alarm clock, too. That's why I got one with a CD player in it so I can wake up to music. I accidentally did that with some album of my wife's that was just had the most obnoxious beginning in the world. So it got to the point where there was this sort of staticky lead into it, which would wake me up, and I would just bolt across the room to turn it off before the horrible music started.
And then you go back to sleep?
Yeah, then I would go back to sleep.
Maybe you just need a wall full of alarm clocks. That you have to turn them off all individually.
Or something that as soon as I get out of bed, like, poisonous knife blades shoot out of... that I wouldn't be able to sleep with that, knowing that that was there with nothing but a...
It'd be awkward if one of the two of you got out of bed early and were killed by the poisonous knife blades. The other one. I mean...
That would just be on my half.
Oh, I see.
Vash Orion says, can you guys at some way for me to get around the games filter that stops me from playing the game at school? No, I don't know. I don't know anything about internet filters anymore.
There's some sort of proxy, internet proxies that sometimes work.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't trust them.
That's true. That's because of the password thing.
B-Baller 11 says, why can't we use coffee to sober up? Coffee doesn't actually sober you up in real life.
Mr. Clocky. Mr. Clocky was invented at MIT?
Everything was invented at MIT. Shut up.
I'm just saying.
All you ever do is to...
Oh, wow.
You're worse than somebody from California.
Oh, it's not just on Matt McGann's blog. That's fine.
MIT this, MIT that.
Whatever.
I'm smarter than all of you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got the mystery hunt next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Oh, I never did put a link in the forums. I guess we need to get our website up and going before we can really get...
Website dumpling going.
Up and... Do I mumble so badly that...
No, I just pretend to hear things wrong for hopefully comic effect, but it's usually just obnoxious.
But what you're giving me is a complex about mumbling.
Oh. Well, good. Maybe... Maybe if I can make you even clearer than you already are, you will eventually find a girlfriend. to whom you can say, yeah, but can your boyfriend do this? I still insist that that's the best way to pick up women. If you're talking to a woman that you're interested in and you find out that she has a boyfriend, what you do is you unzip your pants, you pull out your penis, you say, yeah, but can your boyfriend do this? And then you just wiggle your penis around in her face. It works every single time. Every time I have tried it, it has not failed. Butterfly 9 in real life says, can you make the inventory right-clickable with options such as closet and mall? If you do, I'll be your BFF, and then offers me the right side of a heart pendant. That would be xenophobes. Deal. Would not be a bad thing.
Right-click menus everywhere?
They're totally optional.
Yeah.
They're totally context-sensitive.
This is true.
Fifor says, is it true that you hate the teat drop strategy? If so, why not make it so you can't do it on day one, either allow it from day two only, or have it take a rollover to take effect? Well, because taking a rollover to take effect is like punishing everybody who's playing the game normally for something that, you know, people are doing that bugs me.
I mean, you did say the other day, what happens if we make it so that if you drop the path, you drop the...
You drop the reward.
Like,
yeah.
You drop the... The Brew of Steel or whatever.
If you dropped a booze run. What if you were on a regular... What if you were on a non-path run and you dropped your path?
Awkward.
Yeah. Dude. I mean, that would, I think, only apply to...
Maybe that's like taking the red pill.
It would only apply to booze. It would only apply to teat and oxy runs. Teat. Like the teat of that magic cow. Oh, magic cow. Volvox says, why are there no interrobangs in KOL? Because there are no interrobangs anywhere. Suri C says, can you add a function to the terrarium so that when you put a familiar that has multi-user usable equipment, wax lips, maple, etc., back into the terrarium, it unequips it automatically? It's a pain to keep switching my plastic pumpkin bucket whenever I change familiars. Again, that's just not something that everybody wants to do. So having it do it by default is going to, you know, bother as many people as it helps. The Gun Run says, hey guys, how awesome would you say three hot lesbians in a hot air balloon getting it on is? That sentence ended with three two-letter words. I guess that's kind of awesome.
There's not a lot of room.
Yeah, it'd be...
And there's a lot of wicker, which is...
True. It would create sort of unsightly...
Waffling patterns.
Waffle patterns, yeah. And I'd be worried that if one was, say, propped up on the edge of the basket that you know, she couldn't possibly be enjoying it because she's worried about falling. And also because if she's attractive, she's not actually a lesbian. But
what about all those fascinating lesbian documentaries that you have?
I know. I just... I'm beginning to think that they're fictional.
Really?
Yep. Barstool says, you get a copy of the New Yorker... Wow, we are going to run out of questions pretty seriously.
Really?
You get a copy of The New Yorker from the pretentious artist, probably. Oh, yeah. But pardon me. Enter the Wumpus says, they do make carriages for large babies. They're called wheelchairs. It was funny. They were talking in the... I finally finished reading The Areas of My Expertise by John Hodgman, and he was talking about... There was... One of the chapters was six presidents who had hooks for hands, and they talked about FDR. His hook was actually a wheelchair.
Did you read the whole hobo name list?
Mm-hmm.
From beginning to end?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do you still have that MP3? We could just end the show with that.
We could. It's like an hour and a half long. The Gun Run says, hey guys, what kind of guitars does you guys have? I have an Oscar Schmidt. It's some line of... Not the cheapest guitars that Washburn made at the time when I bought my guitar, but, like, the next cheapest. I bought it 7 or 8 years ago, and it was maybe $200, brand new, at a guitar shop. But I like it. It's good.
Way back in the day, I had an Ibanez electric guitar.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't stick with it and then have to play. So I can sort of play around on a guitar.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And that, I mean, I would say that that's where I'm at.
Yeah, but you can actually play songs and sing to them at the same time and stuff, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
And the accordion.
I don't know that I would call that cool. Hey, the accordion is cool, though.
Yeah.
Nothing cooler than an accordion. I'm excited that Scully's got a real actual good accordion now.
Oh, really?
You got it for Christmas, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because, well, his dad had an accordion here, and then he bought another accordion, and because apparently he uses the accordion in his work.
Wow.
As a missionary. That's another reason you don't mess with a missionary man. Because he's holding something really heavy. If you mess with him, he might drop it or hit you with it.
Oh, I thought you were saying the Michelin man. Because he's like gigantic.
He's kind of accordion folding.
Taurus-like?
Taurus? He's made out of Tauruses.
Toroidal?
Maybe Ford Tauruses. Or maybe Virgos. What kind of guitar do you have, Riff?
I have no guitar.
You have a Guitar Hero guitar.
Oh, that's true. That's true. There are three Guitar Hero guitars here.
That's true.
One of which sucks.
Barstool says, also, Rosebud is a sled. Ha! I wrecked it for the audience. Please read this question.
What?
That wasn't a question. I'm a mom. Invarial says, okay, I just finished Portrait of Ruin with 100% of the items and 1,000% of the castle visited. What do you recommend I try with the game next to challenge myself again? Dude, I don't know. I'm assuming you
can you do it with
all it.
0% of the items. 100%. 0% of the castle visited.
I mean, the only way to win that game is not to play. I don't know. You know, if you have 100% of the items, you did all the quests, so you're further along than me. I didn't get 100% of the items.
I thought of something else that we did since the last show.
What was that?
We mailed out all the pre-ordered
Feely packs. Oh, that's true, yeah. And the pre-ordered Feely packs are
in the mail.
Hurtling towards their by now very, very and very justifiably annoyed orderers.
Including one to Australia.
Yeah, one being sent to Australia. We did, however, the main reason that the pre-order Feely packs took so long was because it took like 4 months for us to get the keys that we were using ordered. And Zlyania, through some clever research, has found a way to cut out the at least one of the middlemen in that process and be able to order the keys in bulk from some place that will presumably actually talk to us and respond to our emails and send us our keys in fewer than 4 months.
Yeah.
So
future orders hopefully would not be delayed. We actually have, as soon as Lainey gets back from her trip, we will put the remaining ones that we've created in the store and start selling them.
Yep. We made 200 and some spares.
We had a hard time counting.
Yeah, we spent a long goddamn time on those, and now they're stacked up like a giant brick wall against a brick wall in the front of the house and the office house office, and we're scared of Kool-Aid Man. Senor Random links to that fat kid at McDonald's. Every picture. Just every time there's a, like, that's like the only public domain picture of a fat kid that exists right now.
So. He's really fat. Wow.
Fred Levi says, you get about 100 slots for friends, I think. 25 pages of 5 names. So that would be 125. I made Mies of my entire family and friends. My family and friends made insane Mies. I don't know. Senor Random says, hey guys, just wondering if you've seen the trailer for Nerdcore Rising. It's mainly about Frontalot, but it looks pretty cool to me. It's on YouTube. Also, Nola's Chainsaw. Frontalot, I was depressed today to come to the realization that MC Frontalot is 5 years younger than me and has accomplished so much more.
Your lyrics are not nearly as strong.
That's true. I have more hair than him, though. Lol. Fridge Troll says, the ingredient that provides Guinness's unique flavor is Guinness from a previous brewing that was allowed to spoil. No, it was Guinness from a previous brewing that had a flaming pig thrown into it, which burned as it sunk to the bottom and so resulted in some charred bones, which is why they throw burnt pig bones into each vat of Guinness as it's being brewed. That's why Guinness tastes like bacon. That is why. It is.
I've never connected Guinness and bacon before.
No, that, okay. Barstool says, instead of only adding half the seasoning packet after draining the water, instead add about two teaspoons of butter / margarine and add all the packets.
Oh, God.
Divine.
I don't know. That just sounds...
Ramen Alfredo?
Yeah. I have not eaten ramen in a long time. I switched over to like Annie's mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, and I've never gone back.
I eat the Michelina wheels and cheese, or shells and cheese with jalapeno bits, or a chili mac if I'm feeling like I want my farts to smell real bad for a long time. Which I sometimes do. I'm like, you know what I'd like to have for the next few days is really foul smelling farts.
What's
up? Fetch me the chili mac. I say, and then I'm like, oh, yes, sir, because I pretend that I'm my own manservant.
Do you get dressed up and bottle yourself?
Yes. Stop bottling yourself. Would that I could, sir. That was probably the finest thing to ever have occurred on The Simpsons. Volvox says, have you tried adding Old Bay to the shrimp-flavored ramen? What's Old Bay?
Old Bay is a seasoning.
Like Old Spice?
It's like Old Spice. So instead of sprinkling it under your arms, you put it on food.
Oh. No. I don't like the shrimp-flavored ramen.
I've only ever eaten the chicken-flavored ramen.
Yeah, man, me too. I kind of didn't. I don't like beef broth, and nothing else. Like, the pork ramen always seems too gross to try. Yeah, I really only ever got chicken. And spicy chicken sometimes. That's how I discovered Tapatio, actually. It's the thing is, it was an instant lunch. They would sold the spicy chicken-flavored, and it was a regular chicken instant lunch, and sitting on top of it when you opened it up was a tiny packet of Tapatio.
All I can think about with instant lunches is Lunchables, and Lunchables not packaging the same number of every little thing that they give you, and you being really angry.
Yeah. I have this real particular way that I eat my Lunchables. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop buying those variety packs. Because you buy the regular single meat, single cheese ones, and then you don't have to worry about it. But it is possible, given the contents of a Lunchables Deluxe, to have every possible combination of cracker, meat, and cheese exactly once. But every once in a while, those sons of bitch motherfuckers will leave one of the things out. So I'm screwed. You know, if they had an extra one, I could give it to the cat or whatever. But, like, leaving one out,
but
they do not understand what that does to me.
You could give the extra cheese and cracker to the cat.
Yeah, but then he's missing out on
Yeah, but then you're missing out on one of the combinations.
It's just evil.
It is, man.
Geeky Warriors complaining about KOL being blocked at their school. What is with these schools blocking KOL? I feel like that's an infringement on our First Amendment rights to express ourselves to whoever we want to express ourselves to.
Wow, how do you forward search on Firefox 2? I mean, I did a slash search, but there's no find next button.
Maybe Control G or something for it again.
Control G.
I don't know. You PC users are confusing to me. I just type what I want, and it just shows up.
I just tap what I want.
It just shows up in my window.
Yeah. You know what? I was right there with you. I was loving on the new Mac until I bought that fucking lemon PowerBook, and now I'm just. You know, probably 3 or 4 years from now, I will buy another Mac laptop, and, you know.
You should consider buying a new Intel Mac laptop.
I just bought a new Intel PC laptop, which I'm using right now. The thing is, I wouldn't be able to broadcast from the Mac.
Why not?
Because there's no software for Mac.
I don't know that that's
true. It does anything. There is literally, there have been zero pieces of software developed for that platform. Not even the OS.
You found out our secret. We're really just pretending.
Yeah,
we with our laptops are just clear pieces of glass that we do like sock puppet shows behind.
Istanbul says, "Please stop farming bees while you do your shows. The buzzing is getting pretty bad." I hope that maybe that's what we have instead of echo and reverb now is buzzing.
It could be the aquarium. It's sort of. The air filter's kind of buzzing, and I can kind of hear it over here.
It could actually be this shitty cable that you've been dragging across the floor, and it's been stepped on millions of times, too. Like the heroin that we tend to get in these parts. It's been stepped on so many times that it just barely works anymore.
What's her problem?
I don't know. She keeps forgetting to spin around and change clothes. Robot Man says, I was thinking about a thing made of thin rubber with a face and string hair that you can warp the face of, but that's not important. I
missed the beginning of it.
Robot Man has a rich inner life. The Poonerer says, no, the Poonerer says, yes, atheism is part of communism. Ascone Booby Hat says, Jick said harder.
Indeed.
Punicron says, it would be nice to keep track of the familiars I've used before to beat the naughty sorceress. Maybe they could get a tiny medal on the terrarium for each time they've been used. Maybe the last familiar could get a 1 pound bonus on the next ascension if that wouldn't break the game too much. Huh. Redmage13 says, on the subject of You Butter Believe It, it appears to be from this video of a chick from Singapore eating a bunch of different types of crab.
Oh.
Okay. Ah, oh, man. Huh. We should eat at Joe's Crab Shack.
Before we leave?
No, like tonight. Like right after the show.
If we need to call the Pretentious Artist, we're going to do that.
Why?
Because we told him that we'd hang out with him.
Did we?
Yeah. No. I did.
No, you did not.
I did.
Well, you lied.
I have to fix his website tonight.
What? No, you have to eat delicious crab.
Well, can we do that before we... Can we do that with people that also need to eat
Fuck,
crab?
I don't know. Man, they can get their own crab. I'm not sharing my crab with anybody. Because, think
don't
about
want
this.
Your crabs.
In England, there is not going to be any Joe's Crab Shack.
That's true.
Or Red Lobster. How will we survive?
I'm not sure that there won't be Red Lobster in England.
That's true. That's true. I don't actually like Red Lobster all that much.
I don't
There are some that. Things from Red Lobster that I like, but I would always rather have, like, real seafood, and you just can't really get that here. There was a fish place down the road. It was, like, not Red Lobster or Joe's Crab Shack. And I was like, yay, a fish place. And I went there and got sick. So now I never eat there anymore. But there's rockfish, which is tasty.
Which is not actually a type of fish, but actually a restaurant.
But yeah.
They have
We should eat at Joe's, as it were.
I'm up for it, but again.
We'll have to call, the Pretentious Artist and meet him there. Because I'm craving crab now that I've heard about... about the Singapore.
You better believe it.
The chick from Singapore. Barstool says, can you play the Spin Doctors at some point tonight? Especially, I'd like to love you, but I think you might be crazy. I don't have any Spin Doctors.
I haven't heard any Spin Doctors in a long time.
Gleeb says, wait, I'm confused. How many arms does the drummer from Def Leppard have?
One. Well, it depends on how fast he's moving, right?
He's quantum.
Exactly.
Or maybe just his arms are quantum.
We were having a discussion about analog and digital the other day that I don't think we ever really resolved.
Right.
Because it was... It's like, does the drummer from Def Leppard have a digital number of arms? Because, like, a light switch is it digital? Because it's got an on and off position? It's like, is binary sort of considered necessary for digital?
I don't know. It came from me describing the seat motion controls in my car as digital. And what I meant was that...
They're electronic.
But, yeah, okay. And then I think what I clarified to me was the switch is either on or off. It's not...
You're moving forward.
Yeah, it's not like it'll move faster the harder you push on it or whatever. But I don't think a light switch is digital. So I think that disproves the assertion that I was trying to make. So I think you're right. But I don't think it's really analog either. I mean, I guess the difference between analog and digital circuits is sort of in, you know, digital circuits you've got... design elements where the current in wires is carrying information, which I guess you could say that a light switch, you know, that wire is carrying
a bit of information.
Yeah, you know, 110 volts if the light's supposed to be on, and none if it's supposed to be off. But I don't know, man.
You've heard that brain teaser where you have to determine
which switch is connected to which light bulb.
With three light bulbs there.
My favorite solution was you turn one on, wait 1,000 years, and then turn another one on. Yeah, and then go into the other room, and whichever one's burned out was connected to the first switch, and whichever one is on was connected to the second one.
So that would allow you to do 4.
Yeah. So
good job. You just made it harder.
Yeah. The assertion of that was that is a bad logic puzzle.
Why?
Because it relies on
knowledge of the real world.
Yeah, yeah. It relies on the knowledge that it gets. It's like, you know, it's a good, like, lateral thinking puzzle. It'd be a good, like, you know, question to ask somebody at an interview or whatever.
Which
but it's not.
The context of
but it's not just like a pure logic puzzle. You know, right. It's not
something. Well, yeah,
it's not something that you could solve if it was the exact same problem couched in unfamiliar machinery. You know.
Huh.
Whereas like a pure logic problem,
like the people getting across the river, where you're given all the constraints and there's nothing sort of extraneous.
It really doesn't matter what they are because the system is rigidly defined and the solution is entirely in terms of the system. So you know that light bulb problem is.
Except you know, how often in life do you ever have a problem that you have all the rules?
You don't, and that's what makes it fun as a completely abstracted sort of diversion from real life, you know? I mean,
I guess there's an interesting logic puzzle that I've never actually heard a real satisfactory answer to, which was like...
There are three words in the English language that
no, God. No. You have 100 prisoners in a jail. I don't actually remember all the constraints of this thing, so I probably shouldn't even start to talk about it, but... Basically, what it is there's a... each day, they're sort of taken... each day, one of them is chosen at random to come to this room, and he can say... If he thinks that everybody has been to that room before, he can say that he thinks that's true, and if so, then they all get released. Otherwise, they have to stay for their full sentence, which is like 100 years.
Right.
And what... When can they... When is the sort of the expected minimum that they can actually get out? And it's really interesting. And like, if you allow any kind of communication between them, then they can do some kind of funky. There's some sort of really interesting way that they can count.
Yeah, I remember. I remember seeing that where it was like basically they were somehow like counting in binary using some things that were in the cell or something.
Like, or like one of them becomes sort of the counter prisoner, and like is every time that he goes through, he sort of restarts the whole thing for everybody. And
right.
As soon as he goes through enough times, they all know that they've.
But I mean, if they had the kind of communication necessary to set up that complicated system,
right.
Why wouldn't they just talk?
Yeah.
Say, yes, we've been there.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know.
It's hard to come up with a good logic puzzle like that. But
I'm actually really sort of bad at stuff like that anyway, so I always tend to kind of read about them rather than reading them. You know.
Yeah.
The Devirginizer says, just get one of those alarm clocks with a hunter seeker in it. Yeah, we just watched that part of Dune like 3 days ago. OMG Lol Nub says, but are they GIFs? GAFs? Are they GIFs? Yes, they're GIFs. Yes, animated GIFs.
I mean, there's no other animated...
There's no other animated image format that's web support. Web support.
Yeah. Unless you think each one's a little tiny flash move.
Could be. Istanbul says, Jake, you need to get one of those beds that folds up into the wall. Hook your alarm clock up to it, so when the alarm goes off, the bed slowly starts to retract and won't come back out until a predetermined time. Then you won't be able to sleep through your alarm. Sometimes you just got to make it impossible.
I guess it could just shove you onto the floor.
I won't be able to sleep through my alarm unless I want to spend the entire day upside down in my wall.
Which would suck.
I never really understood the point of a Murphy bed, because...
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Because what are you going to use that floor space for?
Anything.
Yeah, if anything you want to move back before you can go to bed. I mean, it's just, I don't feel that...
A workout area, a craft area that you... Like, something that you're going to be...
Like, where you make macaroni and cheese?
Dancing space?
Dance space, exactly.
Okay. Okay, what are you going to use that area for if you're not a total fag?
I actually saw one once somewhere that had a fold-down table underneath it. So you could fold the bed up and then fold a table down.
That works.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, if you wanted a table just to eat dinner on, I guess, sure. You know, but if you wanted a table to actually hold your mail or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, unless the table folded down to the floor...
Right.
As the bed was coming down, in which case whatever was on your table would just be under your bed. But then...
I had this idea for a shared workspace where there'd be like a workbench with all your stuff on it, and it somehow was attached to some sort of framework that would allow it to raise up, and then somebody else's workbench would come up, and you could have like all of these on some sort of rotating series of
chalkboards in a big lecture hall.
The other dimension.
I feel like that would the mechanism would occupy so much space that you would no longer be saving any space.
Depends on how many of these workbenches you could get in.
I feel like a system for delivering your workbench to a room, you know, like a sort of elevator that could also move sideways, that you would just ask it for a particular workspace, you know, so that would allow, assuming that the workspace was as wide as the room or half as wide as the, you know, half as wide as the room, and you could fit three of them in the height of the room, you know, that would allow, what, six times as many people to work 8-hour shifts, 4-hour shifts, I guess. As wanted to.
You can just extend the length of the day. That would also help.
It's true. Janie says, would you rather be gummed to death by blind, toothless midgets or be forced to eat a truckload of rusty cat rectums?
Rusty cat pockets?
Cat rectums.
Why are they rusty?
Yeah.
Were they electronic cats?
Maybe they're cue cats.
Yeah, that's true.
Voldok says, anything in the game about learning to fly? No, you ain't got wings. And coming down is the hardest thing, and we don't want to challenge you that much. Hogula says, if you're going to run out of questions anyway, tell us something vague and subject to multiple interpretations about NS-13. I'm bad at coming up with things that are vague and subject to multiple interpretations. There will be familiars in it. Or will there? See, that was terrible.
clever observers will have already seen the outcome of one of the future quests.
I think that was pretty much just a spoiler rather than something vague in it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know. See, there you go.
Campino says, what difficulty do you guys usually play on Guitar Hero? I usually play Expert, but I only made it about halfway through Guitar Hero 2 before I hit my wall.
Hit your wall?
Simon M77 says, what other Wii titles do you guys have besides Zelda and Sports? I've got those two and Red Steel, and I'm looking for another. By Rayman, the Rayman Rampage, Raving Rabbids, or whatever. It's really fun.
Elibits is pretty good. And Super Swing Golf is good if you like golf games or if you like extremely difficult and frustrating games.
Yeah. I just watching you play kind of made me hate the game.
I found, like, a stroke, like a way you can wave it, that you can get a perfect shot nearly every time. Huh. And I still fucking can't win the early tournaments. It's hard, man.
LSK says, in Portrait of Ruin, I found it quite challenging to start a new game in hard mode with a level cap of 1. Quite aggravating in a fun way. I don't know.
God, I don't know if you could even beat some of the later bosses like that.
Without ever getting hit?
Yeah.
I guess you still get to get the HP max up and MP max up, so... Invariel says, also, have you played Mega Man ZX yet?
I played some of it. I don't know how far I got. And then I got distracted with other stuff and never finished it. It was alright.
Yeah, I played partway through it also. I didn't like the fact that the map, the overall map of the world was totally useless.
Yeah.
In terms of figuring out how to get from place to place. So you basically had to memorize the entire layout, and that got too frustrating. And so I couldn't. Hot Stuff, was it Invariel that was the one that I discovered that was the one that sent in the idea that we ended up using for this Tuesday update?
I honestly forget.
I believe that it was Invariel. All
right.
Anyway, thanks, Invariel, because, one of your suggestions is gonna figure heavily into the Tuesday update. Let's see. I'm going to reload these questions to see what we got. Nope, we did not get any more questions because it's rollover.
Indeed.
While we are in England, we are probably going to have to reschedule the radio shows to be earlier. And I should probably talk to the radio people about that sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So the 7-hour difference from here.
Yeah. So if we were to, say, make it so both of the shows happened at, like, 5 p.m. Arizona time.
That'd be midnight.
That would be midnight. All the shows would be midnight to 2, where we were.
It's going to be really awkward to travel, unless we just take...
We can always skip individual shows. I just don't want to not do any radio shows for 3 months.
I think 5 p.m. here is probably the best compromise, because that'll still be reasonable without being out of control on both sides.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious as to what's going to happen to our sleep schedules. Whether we'll evolve, like whether we'll sort of evolve into a similar day-night relationship to, you know, when we get there, or whether, I mean, I feel like get there.
Well, if we're wanting
to
go out and
tired, it's going to be nighttime when it's time for us to go to sleep.
Yeah,
because you
know? I mean, if we're going to be going out and doing touristy stuff during the day when all that stuff is open, then we're going to end up.
You really
want to
get up
schedule.
Early if you actually want to do real touristy stuff.
Yeah.
Because that kind of stuff closes at like 4.
I don't want to get up early.
Well, then you don't want to.
How can they close Stonehenge? It's a henge.
Bigger stone.
It's been there for thousands of years. They don't just get to suddenly decide that it's closed
just because it's 4 o'clock. It's because Strawhenge and Woodhenge were blown down.
They're
by
blown
the
down.
Pigs.
Well, I could look around the room and say the names of things.
This is a boring game.
Yeah.
We could decide what music we're going to go outro on.
That'll eat up 30 seconds.
Have you got 9 minutes worth of music?
Here we go, 9 minutes of discussion about what kind of music you have.
Well, did we skip any questions?
We skipped a lot of questions, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Spicy Ice says, see attached to K-mail. Oh. Yeah.
The problem is, do you have to log in as...
Yeah, I can't log in as a radio bugger to check K-mail right now, sorry. The Gun Run says, so when can we expect the new Space Adventures to be implemented? You can't. Glebe says, February item of the month, access to G's friend, G's Wick friend code, Jix Wee friend code.
Guru Boy says, okay, so now you have to make an item called Swiss Army Cat.
Q-Cat, Swiss Army Q-Cat.
For reading all the NPC codes on all the items in the game.
Symbol says, the quests are nasty, especially getting all the spells for Charlotte. Pro tip, if Amduseus won't drop Thor's bellow, suspend and resume the game, he'll respawn. Yeah, figured out that trick.
That's what I ended up doing.
The shitty thing is, the first time I fought him, he dropped it, but then I didn't beat the last boss of that section, so...
What is that killed.
Okay, there's a section of Portrait of Ruin called the, like, Den of Evil or something, where you basically have to go through this series of rooms that lock you in, like, airlocks, and you have to beat a whole shitload of monsters before you can save again.
Okay.
Right? And one of the quests is to collect all of the sub-weapons for the male character and all of the spells for the female character. That's
okay.
Actually two of the quests. Some of which are rarish drops from monsters. One of the girl's spells is a drop from a monster that only exists in that set of airlocks.
So you can only fight him once?
Yeah. You fight him once, and if he doesn't drop it, you theoretically have to go through the entire section again, or you have to reload from a save. But if you are in one of those rooms and you use the suspend game feature and then start the game renewed, it will respawn all the monsters in that room, so you can keep killing them over and over again like that.
So you
cheat. That's not really cheating. Right? I mean, that's such a tedious thing to do anyway. You know, like,
do you have to complete that quest to win the game?
No. You have to complete the quest to have completed all the quests.
I see.
Which, the reward for completing all the quests is an item that's kind of a cheat code. It's like, actually, what is the reward for completing all the quests?
Isn't it the ring that, like,
the
completely
ring that
fills your
mana
MP?
It's basically, like, just this hardcore mana regeneration. It's effectively infinite mana.
That seems nice.
It is. Because now you've got all these extra weapons, and you've got all these extra spells that use the mana, and then you get to just use the shit out of all of them. Man, I like Castlevania. I just, the new Castlevania, I'm so glad that the DS exists, because it provides a place, I mean, and really I said the same thing about the GBA, it provides a place for the sort of technology level of games that I really, really like.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there is still plenty that can be done with, you know, we have the rest of human history to refine the photorealistic 3D game. We did not have very long to refine what, you know, a 2D platform jumping adventure game could be, you know, which is why I'm really glad that there's an outlet for people making those now. You know, I mean, just the later Castlevania games are just fucking awesome. From Symphony of the Night forward.
Yeah.
That was just so many things to do and so many different attacks and so many different awesome things that can happen and just, you know, lovingly crafted sprites for everything. You know, and just, it's
very the different death animations for every monster.
Yep. Now what they need is different death animations for every monster and every weapon.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Yep, not going to be any more questions. Let's see if iSpec is ready-ish. And I'll find a, song. He say he ready. What should we go out on? I was going to play some REM during the break, but then we got that Bloodhound Gang request. We could play an MC Frontalot song in honor of that little discovery.
Oh,
nice. What do you think? How about Yellow Laser Beams again? That's actually a very likely occurrence. A very unlikely occurrence is probably my favorite, and it's very short.
He's got This Old Man posted on his site now. That's a good
one. I don't know that I've heard This Old Man. I'm asking iSpec if 1 minute is okay. All right. Here we go with MC Frontal. It's a very unlikely occurrence. And we'll see you
next show.
Yeah, we'll try.
In Jerusalem.
Next show in Jerusalem. Okay. No.
See you guys later.
I thought the chance it was 100 to 1. On one thumb, I could count up the percentage of my coming undone. But now some calculation of impatiently faced rhymes. Sour patch ribbon to the wreck of my valentine. That a fine mess like this should get dished. Would've made it more unlikely if I had one wish. I take ish with the interstitial liquid bliss and insist. Another double on the rocks with twist. This is a fist full of good credit. This is a circumstance that I must edit. I said it effortlessly with the bus. You could trust me, can't front without 2 feet to step fuss free. But see, that's just fine, I lost mine. Handed then the bandits in my last dime. Watch the wheels spin, thinking infinitesimal. My 10 decimal chance, the professional gambler's scoff. But the bells went off.